joy and ecstasy and honor and respect a person can get, how much when he understands Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Tawheed is not only to believe in the oneness of Allah, that even a Jew believes in one Allah. Even a Christian, if you question him, he'll believe that one ultimate is Allah. Even people who believe in religions of the ancestors, but they will also, God is one. Everyone will believe in that, but that is not enough, which ulama have explained, where we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That many other people also believe, but that oneness alone is not enough. Further, wahdahu, that it has been qualified in so many ahadith, that Allah wahdahu, that He is alone, that is in His zat, in His being, He is alone. That is quite a common belief, though many people make shirk and believe in partners of Allah Ta'ala also, but that Allah Ta'ala in all His actions, doing, also Allah alone is the doer. So much so that many times we make ourselves shariq with Allah. I did this. It was, I knew this. I achieved this. So we have made ourselves partners with Allah. Allah alone, we are absolutely nothing. Many times our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, when Hazrat is explaining or somebody else is explaining, Hazrat comes in Josh and Hazrat says, Ke kaho, say, main kuch bhi nahi ho. بغیر کوئی بھی استحقاق بغیر ذرہ برابر اہلیت کے Allah has been kind to me. Allah made us Muslims. Allah gave us our existence. Allah Ta'ala, just to have our existence, even just to be a leaf, that leaf also experiences billions of Allah's ni'mats. Whatever it is, just a stone, a drop of water, just that Allah brought us on the stage in this world, and to witness and see Allah's Qudrat all around us, that was such a great ni'mat. Then Allah made us human beings, and ashraful makhluqat, and Allah has blessed us with so many faculties, and these faculties are really worth their while when we use them to recognize, to find Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala made us Muslims fully and only out of His kindness. He made us mu'mineen, and He made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't really understand, but really what a great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah gave us this month of Ramadan, and in the state of Iman, in the state that we are looking forward to the month, we are enjoying the month. This is what a great ni'mat of Allah. And in there, not one bit of our share is in there. This is solely and only the kindness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, wahdahu, la sharika lahu. That the third thing is that in the execution of Allah's actions, Allah has got no partners. Allah doesn't need the system of Allah He has kept, that He has kept asbab. But Allah is not in need of any of these asbab. Allah is not in need of the malaika. Allah is not in need of the anbiya for hidayat. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. It is only the prerogative and work solely of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then wahdahu, then la sharika lahu. So that Tawheed in its entirety, and that is just the knowledge cell of Tawheed. When it comes into a person, then Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he says that Allah alone is the doer, they tell him to drink poison. One drop which is enough to kill a person, he drinks a whole glass of it and nothing happens. When the Tawheed will come, one person is enough for the whole world. A person with the Tawheed. Not only, we have one, little children also who go to kindergarten, go to nursery, primary, they are given a picture of a lion to color. And they play fools with that lion, they cut the tail, They push a needle in the nose of the lion. It's a picture. What can a picture do? A picture can't do anything. Then you have a lion in the zoo. Children go and see the lion there. It's written also, don't play fools, don't throw stones at the lion. But they throw stones. They take a stick and they poke it at the lion. And they make funny actions in front of the lion. What can the lion do? It's in a cage. And one is a lion that is in the jungle. A free lion. That is now a lion. Now try and play with that lion. Try and interfere with that lion. So one is a picture muwahid. A person who's got tawheed, a mu'min. But it's a picture of tawheed. The whole world is playing fools with the pictures of tawheed. Mu'mineen. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh's one beautiful poem, Kabhi Suna, more or less the words are, Ke Sher Bhi Jota Jata Hai. Did you ever hear that a lion is also harnessed and is used as a donkey to transport goods, etc.? Kabhi Suna, Ke Sher Bhi Jota Jata Ye Uske Aamal Bad Ki Paadash Hai. This is in return of his bad actions. A mu'min, can a mu'min ever be harnessed? Impossible. Ye uske amale bad ki paadash hai. That today, the drinkers of urine and the eaters of swine, they controlling Muslims. They controlling their lands. They controlling their masjids. Masjid Baitul Maqdis, Masjid Aqsa. The non-believers are controlling. This is all because of our bad actions. So the tawheed, if it has to come in reality into one person, that person is sufficient for the whole world. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi at one time said, I need only 313 people to put the world right. When they were asked, there are so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming to an ijtima, what he says, what I meant by people, are these people with that qualities in them. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, when Hazrat got a stroke, he said that it is you people who have made me sick, that you are not becoming how I want you to become. What qualities you must have in you. So these, that tawheed has to come into us. So this is that reality that we have to make effort for. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala has given us that iman. He has made us munasabat with iman, nisbat with iman. Now let us get the reality of it. Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us. And now, like in English, the saying that you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. So Allah has brought us into Ramadan. Now let us just drink now. Allah in His kindness, the dua, famous dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah has now brought us into Ramadan. And with what afiyat Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan. And then Allahumma sallim Ramadan li. Give me salamat in the month of wa sallimhu li. And give me salamat. A person could have had a heart attack, a person could have a fall, and now he's 6 months in hospital, but his leg's broken, he could have met up with an accident, what and what could have happened? Or he could have just developed, how many people, their ulcers trouble them, all their other illnesses, they can't keep roza, how many people can't keep their wudu? Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Namats which we cannot even think of, imagine, and try our utmost and all sit together to try and understand the namats of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif is so vivid and explicit on this. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, that if all of you together, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, all your great ulama, mufassireen, muhaddithin, professors, engineers, and all the people together, if you try and count one ni'mat, ni'mat Allah, and one is not counted, one is one. If you say, go and tell people that count how many, there is only one, you don't count, one is one. But Allah Ta'ala says, if all of you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, لَن تُحْصُوهَا, You cannot encompass it. You cannot fully evaluate it, understand it. One ni'mat of Allah. Because in every single ni'mat of Allah, there are billions of other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala included in that. If you just take, for example, the eye, we'll just say the eye is one. And in fact, Allah has given us two eyes, not even one eye. One eye was also sufficient for us. He gave us two eyes. But even just one eye, who can make one eye? The science and doctors, they can talk a lot of many things, but ask them to make one drop of water. Any one thing of Allah Ta'ala. هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ بَارُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ. This is Allah's creation. Show me anyone that has made anything like this here. The one eye, and how many doctors, if they had known, opticians, optometrists, if they knew the details of the eyes, then they should have, for example, they should have made eyes. A person has got a problem. You got a problem with your tire, you just going to buy another tire, put it in. You got a problem with your engine, you can buy a whole new engine, you can put it in. Any part of it, where are we going to buy one eye and put it in? Who can make one eye? And the fault, if an eye becomes defective, and all this that we see, people who are blind, for example, people who are squint, all that, there is great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Even in spite of all that, we are wearing glasses also, but that also does not make us realize that what is all this Allah made, that we can see those people who limp and walk, who are crippled, etc. People who, whatever else they have got, Allah has made many people like that. And in the hospitals we should go, and one great of the many other reasons to make shukr of the ni'mat that we have got. Like that we don't appreciate these ni'mats. But when we see these things, then make shukr. Allah, you gave me perfect eyes. And I'm so old, but I don't need even glasses. You gave me these perfect eyes, and everything else also. So there are reasons why Allah has made some people. But anyway, that when a person, if man had so much capacity as what he imagines, then he should have just replaced the eye, corrected the eye. But how many doctors, they just say, we will try. We can't. We're just going to try and see if we can operate, and we hope the operation is a successful. It is all in the hands of Allah. So Allah's ni'mats upon us are innumerable. So without we can never exaggerate it at this moment that we are sitting. What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, the ni'mats which are much more superior, man normally again thinks of physical things. He has got money, he's got health, he's got a home, all the things that we think, these are ni'mats. But if a person has got none of this, he hasn't got health, he's an extremely sick person, he hasn't got money, he hasn't got family, he hasn't got a home, but he has just got one iota, the weakest part of iman, that is billion times more superior than all these material things. But we don't think of it like that. We are more worried of our afia, of our dunya's afia, material things. So Allah has blessed us with this month of Ramadan. And in for our hidayat, in this month, Allah has put all the things together. Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us this month of Ramadan with everything of the month. Then Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, He brought us to the Khanqa. And with this, that we have to make our islah, we have to change ourselves, we have to correct ourselves. So these are great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So of all these three things, we'll try and discuss them briefly. The one is the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great ni'mat in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. Because Allah is Rahman, very, very merciful, very compassionate. Therefore, Allam al-Qur'an. He has taught us the Qur'an Sharif. Otherwise, we were never fit to receive, to be recipients of the Qur'an Sharif. When we just take the Qur'an Sharif in our hands, we should just ponder a little bit that this very great kitab which has come from above the seven heavens, where and Allah Ta'ala, when we study the Surah An-Najm, how Allah Ta'ala has made intizam for the revelation of the Quran Sharif, how Allah has made the intizam and the arrangement for the protection of the revelation, that the shayateen must not interfere with it. Previously, the shayateen should go up to the heavens, but Allah blocked all that when the revelation of the Quran Sharif was started. So Allah Ta'ala had protected it. And Allah Ta'ala had, and if we look at the very first chapter of Bukhari Sharif, كَيْفَ كَانَ بَدُّ الْوَحْيِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, how the wahi should come, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go through, how heavy wahi was upon him, what a great trust and amanat Allah Ta'ala had sent, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart Allah had prepared to carry this wahi. And then from there, right till us today, that normally we only discuss that part, how wahi came from Allah Ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but from there to us, the great, great muhaddithin, their great work, protection of hadith and the words of the hadith, and then together with the words, the meaning of the hadith. This is also included in Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun, because the Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says the Quran Sharif is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. For example, in the Quran Sharif, aqimu salah, perform salah. Now just with Quran Sharif, a person who subtracts hadith and wants to deny hadith, he'll never be able to explain aqimu salah, how to perform salah. That only the hadith will tell us. And the hadith also, nobody will be able to understand it without the fuqaha, that how they have explained to us the meaning of the hadith. One mufti in Karachi, whom Allah has blessed very greatly, and with regard to the Ahle Hadith, the Salafis, where they deny the fuqaha, we don't need the fuqaha, we can understand Quran, deen directly from Quran, from hadith. He, one whole kitab he has written, masalas, he says, don't look at the hadith, don't look at the fuqaha, and show us that, yeah, that what must a person do? Things that happen in a person. Like, for example, your nose bleeds, there's just some, these are not the examples for what he has given, just coming to my mind, that without looking at hadith, you get doubt in this, so many rakats, this year, that, there, so many, the whole kitabs of fiqh which are full. Take out the words of the fuqaha. Subtract, don't look at the fuqaha and try and present any one masala from Quran and hadith. No, you'll never be able to do it. This was Allah bless the fuqaha, how they had made istinbat and how they took out masalas. So the ihsan of all the fuqaha, all the muhaddithin, the mufassirin, the mutakallimin, the ulama of nuhat and sarf and nahwa, without them you can't understand. How many students went and studied by great ulama? They told them, first go and study your nahwa. You're not reading ibarat correctly, how are you going to, first that lughat, that you need first. So where and where, what and what, so all those are favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them. Allah has put it all together. Quran Sharif directly nobody can understand also. So Allah Ta'ala, all this process together, Allam al-Quran, because Allah was so merciful. And all these qualities, whether it was Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, that hafizah he had, and that what Allah had blessed him with, it was all not his own, Allah blessed him. When all the great, great, the huffaz of great hafiz, our ustad of hadith, Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin sahab rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, when his ustad, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, in explanation of one hadith, said, qasaid, poems, about 2-3 pages in the sabak. He said it. Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali heard it at one time. After the sabak he went and he wrote it all by memory down. Now to have such a memory in Arabic to write it down, Allah blesses a person with this. When somebody explained that they wanted some to write upon a certain person, and Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he went and asked Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri that I don't find anywhere. After looking through all the libraries for references, he couldn't find it. And Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, just like that, he rattled off 10 references. Where you will find this, etc. So then he told him, looks like perhaps you just made mutala, studied. Now, he said 13 years ago in Azhar, when I went to the library, there I saw this, and it is so fresh in my mind that for the onlooker, the person who is, it looks like just now a person went through it. So what Allah, these are all from Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala chooses. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. The fazl of Allah. Our Shaykh Karamat Barakatum says, Kaam banta hai akhtar fazl se. Fazl ke asra lagai hui hai. This all is only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Quran Sharif. We should make great qadr. And the Quran Sharif in every aspect, just the iman on Quran Sharif is a great thing. And Allah has blessed us with that iman of the Quran Sharif. And then, just the Quran Sharif, the presence of the Quran Sharif. Wherever the Quran Sharif is present, it's a source of hidayat. Then, a person, when we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and we do the tilawat correctly also, but as much ba adab, ba naseem. How much more respect we have got, how much more reverence we have got, so much we're going to benefit from Quran Sharif. Be adab, be naseem. A person who hasn't got adab for Quran Sharif. And bad adab, bad naseeb. If our adab is minus, then our share will also be minus. Ba adab, ba naseeb plus. If we have got adab, respect, how much we have got for Quran Sharif, then so much we will benefit. Then after that comes bi adab. Zero adab, zero naseeb. And bad adab, bad naseeb. Minus adab, minus we will get. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that sometimes more harm is caused to a person from be-adabi compared to a guna. Disrespect. And disrespect of Quran Sharif, disrespect of the month of Ramadan. One person, one friend narrated to us in our country, in Natal province, one person who was running a shabeen where he used to sell lika, etc., and he used to sell women also there, and all this, and for non-Muslims he was doing this, giving them this service. But when Ramadan would come, he would close it all up. Himself wouldn't keep rozas, but he said, it's Ramzan, I can't do this. His customers told, we are not Muslims, and so why don't you keep your service open, this all that brothel of his and his shabeen and all that. He said, it's Ramadan. Just that adab of it, he got his mort in Ramzan 27 night. So how much we have got adab? Adab is a very big thing. A person who has got adab, Allah will bless him very greatly. And may adabi, to have disrespect, and disrespect for the month of Ramadan, for example, the disrespect for Quran Sharif, disrespect for the man of Allah Ta'ala, the Hafiz of Quran, the Alim of Deen. And when we, this year, we should also consider that we think normally other people must respect the Hafiz, must respect the Alim. But if we, when we are Alim, so people must respect us. But we, if we don't respect Ulama, as an Alim, if we don't respect Ulama, we don't respect a Hafiz. So it's necessary for us also, for us upon us also. And one that we have heard so much from our elders, that whoever will respect and honor ulama, Allah will bring ilm into their house. And we have seen many great ulama, but in their own house ilm didn't come. The student, the children became some whatever else they became, but they did not become ulama. A person who respects ulama and has got muhabbat for ulama, Allah, and that person is a jahil, he has got no knowledge, Allah will bring ilm into that house. And a person who does not have that respect and adab of ulama, then ilm won't come into that house. So therefore, this adab is very, very important. So the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, first if we just read the word Shahru Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan, like you say for example, a diamond, or you say for example, a Rolls Royce, you haven't explained further what it is, just that one word, oh what a great thing, Shahru Ramadan, what a great month this month is. And then further, why is this month so great? It is Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an, that Allah Ta'ala has sent the Qur'an Sharif, and all the heavenly scriptures Allah sent in this month. So that coming of that has made this month so valuable. Like for example, you have many places, they have a monument, something. Why? What happened there? That's why they went and put that monument. It's out in a felt, in a jungle. But sometime, some war took place there, something happened there, somebody died there, or whatever happened there, somebody was born in that place becomes famous. So this month, the Quran Sharif was revealed. All heavenly, so what a great month this month is. And the greatest kitab of all the kitabs, Quran Sharif, was also revealed in this month. The whole kitab was revealed from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala to the lower sky, during this month. From there Allah revealed it onto the earth. According to some mufassirin, ulama, it was Shab-e Barat, that there it was revealed piecemeal, the whole Quran. Some say both happened Laylatul Qadr on that night. So anyway, this Quran was revealed. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. That alone, the month is so great. That this month the Quran Sharif was revealed in, it was so great. And then the Quran Sharif, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس, that it is هدى للناس, this kitab, a kitab of hidayat, not للمؤمنين only, not للمسلمين. Where one place Allah Ta'ala told هدى للمتقين, here it is that who will get the maximum benefit from the Quran Sharif, the muttaqeen, those people who want taqwa. You have got some instructions printed of some using of some gadget. Other people won't even look at it. They'll just throw it one side. But that person who bought that gadget, for him that paper is so valuable because it's going to apply to him. So the muttaqeen are the people who will take the full benefit of the Quran Sharif. The Hudal Linnas, the Quran is definitely kitab for the whole of mankind. But those who are not interested in hidayat, you have got a shop, a person who makes duplicates of keys. How many hundreds of people will walk past that shop? The shop is open for everyone, but they don't want to make a duplicate. They don't need a duplicate. But one person who is desperate, and time also, he's pressed with time, and he needs a key to be made. How valuable is that shop to him? Because he wants his key to be made. Like that, a person wants the key for Jannat. The Quran Sharif is a kitab so valuable to him. For other people, they'll all just bypass it. They'll go past. They won't pay any attention to it. But a person who wants the key of Jannat, then he will look at the Quran Sharif. So who will make Qadr? And Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum of UK, gave one very beautiful explanation. One person wrote, he says that, I don't find time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. I'm too busy, I don't find time. What a reply he wrote, he says, actually it isn't that you don't find time. The truth is, you haven't got the importance of the Quran in your heart. If you had the importance of the Quran Sharif in your heart, you should definitely make time for it. But because you don't regard it as important, you might be having time for your newspaper, to watch news on the TV, to everything else you have got time. You got time to go to the toilet. When I returned from India after my studies, and I was back to Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, and we spent Ramadan there with Hazrat Sheikh, so it had its effects, Alhamdulillah. So when I came back, I wrote to Hazrat and said that, Hazrat, I don't get time to make zikr. I'm gone very busy now. I don't get time to make zikr. What a reply Hazrat wrote. He says, this excuse of yours will be valid and I'll accept it when you say you don't have time to eat. Your eating is important to you. So you have time, and not only time, you've got more than enough time for eating. We can have a meal in 10, 15 minutes, but we spend an hour on the meal. And we've got the time for that, and we realize that we must eat. But our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. That when you don't make zikr, then that is the food for your soul. So you are starving your soul. When you don't make zikr, you are starving your soul. And the ruh, the soul, is the important thing, not this body. The minute this ruh leaves the body, your eyes are 100% in order, your heart is in order medically, and in fact they do a transplant of the heart from one person, and that heart worked, the heart was right. They graft your eyes from one person into another person. The eyes were right. What was wrong with this person? Why couldn't he see now? His eyes were perfect. They are seeing in another person. His heart is working in another person. Why wasn't it working in him? His ruh was taken out. The current, the switch is put off. The current is off. All the things are there. The fan is there. All the other appliances, everything are there. They are all perfect, nothing. But there is no current coming. Nothing is working. The ruh is the current. That is what is taken, that is gone out. So that is what is the important thing. So zikr is the food for the soul. If you haven't got food for your soul, then what can all your deep freezers and your fridges and all filled with food, what can that help this body? In fact, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, when the soul leaves the body, and now you bring that person's his most beloved wife, she's just married her, but when the soul has left the body, the eyes are open, but he's seeing nothing. He doesn't see her at all. Even she comes, Hazrat says, and she puts her lips onto his lips, but the soul has left his body. What can he do? He might be a young man, 20, 25 years, who's still got all his stamina and vitter, and he's got all his power and health, but the soul has left him. What can he do? He liked his biryani, his kofta, his shami kawabs, whatever, what his most delicious meal. Take it and put it on his lips, open his mouth, force it down. What is it? It's nothing now. The soul is the most important. So Allah Ta'ala, the soul, that is important. So how much we feed the soul, so much the body is going to be stronger also. You have a horse, very good, powerful horse, and no rider on it. Or a car that is gone out of control. The driver suffered a heart attack. And the car, he was driving it at 180 kilometers per hour. What will happen now? He can't control it anymore. He can't steer it. No, he can't press the brakes. He can't do anything. How dangerous is that? So if the soul, the body, if the soul is gone, or the soul has become so weak that it can't control the body, the nafs, the body, it can't be controlled. The soul is so weak. We haven't fed it, etc. What will happen? So this Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala has given us, which is the food for the soul, the guidance for the soul. When the soul will be guided, then the body will be guided. Today it is, generally everyone is only worried of outside, numaish, the outside, the surface things. Yahi tujhko dhoon hai, ke raho sabse baala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. That this is the worry, that just my outside, I must look very nice. My house outside must look very nice. In the house, the husband and wife, their hearts are torn apart. They're not worried of, but the house must be beautiful. The garden, the swimming pool must be shining blue. Everything else we are worried. Latest fashions, brand names, all that we are worried. But the haqiqat, the reality, that we are not worried. And the ruh of this dunya is akhirat. Akhirat we are not worried. Qabr we are not worried. Dunya my dunya must be made. I must have the best car, I must have the best food, best clothes, all that we are worried. But the inside, So the Quran Sharif is a kitab that more than any of all the engineering and all the medical books, the Quran is the greatest kitab. Forget other people, we ourselves, how much regard have we got for it? How many students who qualify as alims, they studied not only tafsir, they studied all the Sihai Sitta, which is the explanation of Quran Sharif. After that, they go to a university to go and learn. And not to learn engineering or medicine, to go and learn deen at a university. From non-Muslims, they go and learn deen. After they learn from such good asatiza, who are what good mu'mineen, and what great people, but now they go and learn there. So what great disrespect we have shown for the Quran. So this kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us, Hudan linnas, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And it is bayyinat, it is the plural, and it makes manifest, clear, bayans, and how many ayats of the Quran Sharif, how beautiful, what subject matter comes in the Quran Sharif, whether it is the story of Ad, of the Thamud, of the, these people, whether it is the creation of the body, how Allah has made it, whether it is inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, whatever it is, whether it's geology, geography, history, Quran Sharif, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. What and what the Quran Sharif has described, all these things are therefore, and what beautiful the composition. And so when especially the Aimmah of the Haramain, when they read, and the language is Arabic, and how they understand it, and how they read those ayats, a whole complete subject. And really it becomes, well, if you are reading something, a very interesting thing, and while you are halfway, somebody just snatched the book away from you, how you feel. So many times when we break the ayats at the wrong place, where the subject matter is carrying on, and the conclusion is coming, and there we break it. And now we read that conclusion as the introduction of another subject. The whole enjoyment is put is upset. But the Quran Sharif, what bayyinat min al-huda wal-furqan, of what hidayat and furqan is in the Quran. So in inshallah we'll discuss this more. But let us try and understand what a great gift Allah has given us. And the Quran Sharif is not a ni'mat only for ulama. We have studied tafsir. It is nurun ala nur for them. But for every person, how much of adab we'll have? We don't understand. A person who does not even know Arabic, how many qissas are written of that old lady who did, she couldn't read Quran Sharif also. And just pass her fingers on the Quran Sharif, Hada kalamu Rabbi. What adab, what respect. Quran Sharif, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi. They benefited fully from the Quran Sharif. One of the miracles of the Quran Sharif, whether you understand or you don't understand, it gives you its full benefit. But you must have your adab, i'tiqad, that this is the kitab of my Allah. And have adab, respect, and sit with it with that, and see how much you benefit. Otherwise, great professors of Quran Sharif, Jews are great professors. The Christians are great professors. They sit with the Quran and yudillu bihi kathir, yahdi bihi kathira, wa yudillu bihi kathira. The same kitab misguides them more. The more they studying, the more they getting misguided. The Quran Sharif, one ayat that was revealed for the mu'mineen, mukhlisin, the iman was increasing all the time. And for the kuffar, mushrikeen, one ayat that came, the kufr was increasing. They were denying more and more the Quran Sharif. So it is not so again what we had explained yesterday also, that the matter is what the individual, not what the thing is. Like on that we explained, no matter what your sheikh is, you're going to get benefit according to your attitude to your sheikh, not what your sheikh is. Allah is Rabbul Alameen, but every person gets benefit. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi, how that banda has got guman and relationship with Allah, like that he benefits. So it is from the Quran Sharif is a kitab of hidayat, hudal lin nas. But who's going to benefit? Hudal lil muttaqeen. Those people who want to take the benefit from the Quran Sharif. So our adab, our respect. So in this month, Allah has given this kitab. It's not only, that is also, so we are becoming weak, we're not making khatam of Quran Sharif. We're not reading. How many people are not making their one khatam? And good people who we regard as pious people, we're not making one. Khatam also of Quran Sharif. And together with that, the adab, the respect of the Quran Sharif, and all the other requisites, how much a person fulfills them, so much more is good. So the one thing also, just the Quran Sharif, Allah has put a conglomeration, a whole, all together of hidayat, Allah has put it together. But just if a person takes one of them, he'll also get his tazkiyah, and his hidayat he will get, and his taqwa he will get. So the Quran Sharif is such a kitab. Let us have our proper aqidah on the Quran Sharif. And let us have the correct adab and try and make the tilawat and make amal on the Quran Sharif. And see inshallah how much the Quran Sharif alone is a kitab of hidayat. And then again, wherever we are, whenever, but in the month of Ramadan, we are in the masjid and we are sitting those who are in i'tikaf. How can the Quran be a kitab of complete guidance for a person? But just our attitude must be right. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality, inshallah.